News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Taliban insurgents launched a major suicide bomb and gun attack against a military base in central Afghanistan Monday. Numerous officials reported that at least 126 security personnel were killed. Authorities said the assault took place early Monday morning in Maidan Shahr, the provincial headquarters of Wardak province, about 50 kilometers from Kabul. The key security installation was said to be manned by Afghan special forces assigned to the country's Taliban spy agency. The Taliban took responsibility for staging the deadly raid. A suicide bomber drove his car into a checkpoint in northeastern Syria on Monday, injuring several Kurdish-led soldiers in a joint convoy with American allies. A U.S. military spokesman said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. British Prime Minister Theresa May is sticking to her plan to leave the European Union on March 29th. Associated Press correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Theresa May has told lawmakers she is rejecting calls to delay Britain's departure from the bloc and says she will press on with efforts to get an EU divorce bill approved by Parliament. May says she will hold more talks with the government and opposition lawmakers about their concerns over the deal before going back to EU leaders. The bloc insists the agreement can't be renegotiated. May's plan was rejected by Parliament last week, and she faced a deadline of Monday to come up with her plan B.
The French data watchdog has fined Google nearly $57 million on Monday. The agency said Google had failed to provide users with transparent information on its data consumer policies and how their personal information was used to display advertising targeting them. This is VOA News. The world economy will be more